Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Drive at 5, everybody. I hope you guys got your pens and paper. Today is about to be amazing. Get ready.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here?
Another one.
I might have to put on my jewelry for this one.
Rave talk, oh, we're talking that rave talk. Safe talk, here we go, talking that safe talk.
Major key alert.
Oh, we good now.
Major bag alert.
DJ Khaled.
I got them keys. We go to court, I'm gonna plead the fifth. I know the judge, I'm gonna shoot him some chips.
Slang.
I got them keys.
So he's asking me the key. Till you own your own, you can't be free. Till you own your own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016. Key to life.
Awesome, man. I am super, super excited. Of course, you guys know that we got to have the theme music to just set the tone, to get everything all up and pumped up, you know what I mean? Just to be able to share the news, the good news that we have over here that is allowing so many people to actually earn money from home. For those of you, if this is your first time ever getting on this telephone call, this radio station, if you're listening to us by waves of the internet, because you can go to www.thedriveat5.com and you can actually hear us live from the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. This is about to sweep the nation. This is something new that has actually, you know, stumbled upon a whole nother group of people. And what I mean by a group of people is like myself. I was one who never believed that this industry was real. I thought that every time I saw something saying, you know, turn your network into your net worth, I thought it was a scam. I didn't know that I could actually, you know, start and begin to create a residual money with working with my friends. Not working against my friends, but working with my friends. You mean to tell me that if I put four or five of my good friends together with this module that I have, this one business opportunity that I found, that we could actually go to six and seven figures? A lot of people cannot believe that. And let me tell you why a lot of people can't believe that. They can't believe it because they've never, ever, ever been in a situation to where they've ever been able to look at an opportunity that they can earn $1 million. See, what happens is that a lot of people can only think as far as they can believe. So if they can't believe that they can make $1 million, how can they think it? How can you think it if you don't believe it? You know what I mean? So right now we want to turn all, you know, entrepreneurs that are seriously looking for the next best thing, that are looking for the best thing right now, smoking, the only opportunity that's paying the most in the MLM history right now is Total Life Changes. And see, what we've done too as well is that we know that there's a lot of people who actually don't know how to really jump into these things, that really don't know what it's like. They really don't know if they're going to get the help. They don't really know if they're going to have training. They don't know if they're going to have all of this stuff that we offer over here. This is a lifestyle. We have a culture over here that is super amazing with individuals who actually have locked in to say yes, to just make a commitment for 30 days. They're making a commitment for 30 days. For those of the people that have been afraid, for those of the people that have thought that these things were scams and all of that, what we've done is we're like breaking the rules. We said we want you to be a part of something for 30 days. We want you to see the difference within those 30 days. And you know what? With me doing the show and, you know, me going back and forth and me able to, you know, just to talk about this opportunity, we also know, too, that there are a lot of people that will start, but everybody won't finish because everybody, it's not built for everybody. This is built for those real people who really want to build another stream of income. And when I say a stream of income, I'm not talking about you having four and five jobs. That is not a stream of income. A stream of income is basically, it is a stream of money reproducing itself, and it's working when you're not. I want to go ahead right now and bring my lovely co-host, Larissa Barclay, on the line. Are you on the call right now?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody. That's right. It is Take It Back Thursday.
Absolutely.
Thanks for Thursday.
I am
so happy to be here. I tell you, my co-host, Reginald Saunders, I tell you, you be so fired up. Y'all don't hear his passion. He's so passionate, I tell you, too. He just like, he gone on through the call. He ready to get this information out because that's just how we feel about what we do. And when you love what you do, it ain't work, I tell you. And we do this from our heart. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the Drive at 5. Again, as Reginald stated, we got some awesome and amazing guests on the line today. So y'all want to tell you like this, put on your seatbelt and just get ready.
Absolutely. Definitely ready to be ready. Definitely always ready so I don't have to get ready. But I really, really, really am excited about our guest. I really, really don't know too much about her, but I did know when I saw her amazing picture that it was really, really, really amazing. She looked it really beautiful, and I was happy to send it over to my flyer guy so therefore he could actually get her on the flyer to be on the show. Guys, what we want to do now is that we want to begin to share real stories of real people that have real results, people that have actually used these amazing products that we're talking about, people that have actually lost weight with these products that we're going to talk about, people that have actually earned a 6- and 7-figure income with the products that we're talking about. See, let me tell you something. I figured out something about being successful, and excuse me if I didn't figure it out a little faster, but I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking of me thinking that I was going to be a millionaire without selling anything. I was the kind of person to where I felt like, I'm still in the music industry, and you know, I don't have to talk to too many people. I don't have to network. I can just go to the VIP booth and, you know, just have a seat now, and then that was all good. But then when the VIP stopped and all of that other stuff stopped and then the money went real low, it was like, hold on, I got to do something. What am I going to do to make this money? Ladies and gentlemen, before I bring this guest on the line, I want to say you guys go ahead and grab a pen and a paper, because I'm sure that the nuggets that this young lady is about to bring on this line is definitely about to change some lives. And I just want to go ahead and take the time out and welcome Sajna to the call. Are you on the line? Hello? Larissa?
Yes, I'm here. I am here. Stanza made it to the call.
I opened up the lines for her.
I'm not sure. I'm texting her now, but yes, ladies and gentlemen, as Stanza's getting on, we let you know that she's an entrepreneur. She decided to fire her long-term teaching career. She actually was an educator, actually lost a tremendous amount of weight with Total Life Changes, and decided to go full-time as being her own boss. She said, forget, getting boss. I'm going to be a boss. So I just got a text saying that she's on. All right, Sandra, she's saying hello. What's your last 4 digits? Text me right quick. But, yes, I tell you, I love our call. Unorthodox, we can be ourselves. Y'all feel the realness. But she's going to get on, and we got a few questions for her. And I know it's going to help you all, because a lot of people are confined. And I say confined, right? That sounds real dangerous. But confined to those JOBs, confined to those four walls and that cold AC, and some people even in factories and all that other stuff. But, you know, she's going to let you know how time freedom definitely has given her more creativity, more time with her own children and her husband, and how she was able to also take time out for herself, especially as we embrace the 30-33 for 30 minutes, taking 30 minutes of me time out of your day for 30 days with 3 products. But she was doing this a long time before, and I'm going to let her tell her story. See, I'm not going to bore you with the facts. I'm going to let her inspire you with testimony. So, Sandra, have you made it to the call yet? She says she's on, trying to say hello.
Okay, is her last number is 90? I'm sorry, her number is 0421. The last four. That's what you sent me, and I'm not seeing that on here.
Okay, shoot, that's not her. 4619. I guess she got on from her house phone or something. I didn't know she wasn't getting up from her cell. All right, all right. 4619. I apologize. I gave you her last for her cell.
She is open on the line. She's open on the line.
All
hello,
right.
Hello, am I? Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Yes, finally, you can be heard.
I love it, and I love how you guys handle just a glitch in the system. That is awesome. Thank you so much,
yes,
everyone.
We're used to
thank
dealing
you
with a lot of glitches. We're used to dealing with a lot of glitches. So, Sandy,
savvy,
I don't really
very
know
savvy,
you.
Very good. No problem.
I don't really know your story, but I'm sure if Larissa had invited you to come on the Drive at 5, I definitely
yes.
believe that there is definitely a story that needs to be shared. I want to hear a little bit of your story, how you actually have came in an encounter with Total Life Changes. I want to hear
yes.
about some of the lives that have been changed, and I want to hear about some of your testimonies, if you have any, and share with us about the money, about the products, everything.
Yes.
You just tell us. We're
yes,
here to
yes.
hear what you have to say.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, Reginald. I appreciate you guys having me again. So super fast, in a nutshell, I started Total Life Changes about 2 years ago. When I first started, I was super excited. It was in the middle of the year of 2015. I was a teacher, and I was working in New York City at the time, and I only did the business maybe 20 minutes a day. I remember Larissa saying to me, you know, you're doing this business like a hobby. You need to step it up and treat it like a business. You have something special. But, you know, people could tell you what you have, but you have to believe it. So I kept treating the business like a hobby. And by the end of the year, I made four figures off the business. My accountant was like, okay, so I see you're doing a little something over there. She didn't realize I was just doing this. Maybe I worked maybe about what? 500, not even 500, 100 minutes, if that, to make that kind of money. So I realized I needed to really get back in this business and make it work. So I had shift. As Stormy Wellington always says, this shift happens. And last year I decided to give up 15 years as a teacher. Now, I don't know who's on the line, but when you're a New York City teacher, you have pension, you have tenure. I was a smart enough girl to wait till I had tenure where my money was vested for me. But when you tell someone that you're leaving the New York City school system, they look at you like you're an idiot. You're a fool. You are going to fail. And they're just waiting to see you fail. So I left, and I said to my husband, I'm going to work this business like I have nothing else because I don't. Now, my husband does have a great job, but I'm a West Indian girl. I'm a Jamaican girl. And if anyone here is an island person or a Caribbean person, they know that we always want to work and contribute for ourselves. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to have value in my life. I wanted to have a certain level of freedom so that I wasn't traveling 3 hours to the city from Long Island, 3 hours back, calling my husband because I'm having an anxiety attack. I think that there's asbestos in the build and I'm dying. I can't breathe. Take me to ER. Being late to pick up my kids from private school, from their aftercare program, it was the hottest mess known to man. And my body was suffering. I was having headaches, breathing issues. If you know me and you're on this line, you're probably nodding your head like, yeah, that's her. So it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I left. I said, I'm leaving. I gave it all up. I still to this day cannot believe I gave it all up, but I gave it all up, and I speak to Larissa probably constantly, like she's annoyed by me, but I tell you the support levels in this business is amazing, and I made money. I'm still making money. My husband, who's in the business, said to me, just watching you do this, he says, you know, it's not so much how much you're making right now, because he says, I know that's going to grow. He says, but it's good seeing you get a check weekly, but it's also good to see you with the children. You can do the homework with the children. No longer do we have to pay for a nanny that we could barely even afford. We're not rich, but when you live in New York or you live in the New England coast, you know it's very high expenses. So people have multiple jobs. As Reggie said, they'll have like 20 jobs, and especially West Indians, we'll have 50 jobs just to make one end meet. And it's tiresome, right? It's tiresome. You feel it in your bones. You get headaches from it, but you keep rationalizing it like such. Oh, well, I followed the system. I got these degrees. I have a master's. I have this. I have that, so I'm doing the right thing. No.
Mm-hmm.
When you dream big, when you visualize where you are to be, there is no amount of degrees that can ensure that you will get there. Your dreams come from within. They come from within, and they come from that gut spirit that you know this is for you, and you see it. You see yourself there at the end result.
Yes.
Then you put the plan into place. You start the blueprint. Here goes the caveat, doing it. That's where most of the people fall off the bandwagon. They give up. So my husband, watch this, said to me, this is what I'm going to do for you, Stan. He says, I'm going to post on Craigslist every day. Before I go into my office.
Wow.
Every day I'm a post for you.
Wow.
I said, that's what you're going to do, really? He said, every day. So I tried to join him in on that. I fell off after day three. My husband did this for 365 days of the year. I get leads now regularly. I get more leads regularly. I get more attention from people hitting my business line, even if some of them are astray or so. The point is now after all of that work and all of that diligence, I'm starting to see the calls come in. We have now started Fleetwood Mobile Notary Service because my husband liked the model of what I have learned from an MLM. To all the people on this phone and to anyone you know who says to you, you're joining an MLM, you know it's a pyramid, watch this. The education system is a pyramid. Your current job is a pyramid. When you go in tomorrow and you clock in, you just followed the system. You did what you were supposed to do. When you go to your desk, look around you. Look at all of the people that are on the same level as you. Then count how many VPs. Count how many assistant principals. There's only one or two, maybe three. Count how many principals. Only one. Count how many presidents. Only one. What's the chance you're going to make it to that level? What is the chance that you're really going to make it to that presidential level? It's slim, but should you give up? Absolutely not. If you bought into clocking in every day and you bought into getting that check, that's not always guaranteed. It's not always guaranteed because when you retire out, you don't know what these corporations are doing with your money. If you buy into that, but you won't buy into this, I advise you to go recheck your process of thinking. You have been bamboozled. You have been told a complete lie. Why? They don't want you to get rich. They want you to be complacent. So when anyone's child was in my classroom, I said, you dream huge, visualize immensely. Then you put a plan in place, the blueprint, and then you do it, just like a Nike commercial. And that's what we've done.
Wow.
And that's what we've done. And now I can't believe we just purchased our first vacation home in Sunny Isles, Florida, in the Intracoastal Yacht Club. We got our first, you know, vacation property, and we're planning to do some big things with that as well, business-wise. But I say something. I say it humbly. You have to believe. You have to have a higher power, whatever it is. For me, it's Jesus. You have to believe, and you have to be steadfast, and you must surround yourself with like-minded people. You keep your childhood friend. You keep that road dog, but keep away from those idle conversations, and stick to your business, stick to like-minded people, and you will have that law of attraction and win.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you said away from what You said stay away from what conversations? Can you say that again?
Idle. Very idle. Very idle. Because idle conversations are conversations with the devil. Not that these people are devils, but the devil will use their language. He'll use their tongue to just distract you and distract them as well. So we must remove ourselves. For everyone on the call, remove yourself from any idle conversation if you know you have a goal in place. Keep the energy in synergy. And if you think it, you believe it, and you speak it into being, the universe moves and shifts in that way so that those are the people you'll be around. Maybe you got this text to get on this call, and you're like, why is somebody text me? The universe is trying to work for you based on your prayer last week. But here's the
caveat.
You don't want to do the work. You don't want to do the work, so now you're shook.
Oh,
you don't want to do the work.
Right.
So then you know what? You're going to go back to the lab. You're going to go back to square one. You know where the lab is? Crying about your situation. Not over here.
Wow.
Not over here.
Wow.
Not over here. not over here. So that's my story, guys.
Absolutely.
In a nutshell.
Well, you know what?
Oh, man, you are fantastic, Sandra. I tell you, I am sitting over here blushing from ear to ear. Just hearing your passion and just knowing that you definitely speaking from an authentic place, man. I tell you, you had so much. I don't know about y'all, but yes, Sandra is an educator, but she was definitely teaching. And it's not what's taught, it's what's caught. So I hope those that are listening, that it's already a part of Total Life Changes or any business or job or whatever, I hope you were taking some notes, some mental notes, or even just writing it down, because you definitely provided some great, valuable information just through your own real experiences, Sandra. So thank you so, so much. I don't know if Reggie has any more questions for you, but, man, I'm smiling from ear to ear. You rock.
I definitely have some questions for you, Sandra. I just want to say, you know we've had a lot of people that have come on the show, but I mean, your story has really, really, really been impactful, and I'm gonna just tell you why.
Wow, thank you.
Because you spoke from your heart. Not saying that everybody doesn't, but you spoke from your heart, and then you also spoke from an angle that everybody can relate to. We all know that teacher that really, truly wants to give our kids a great education, but we never really feel what they feel. So now that you found a whole opportunity that now you just said, you know what, I'm going to go save the world education, but climbing up the pyramid road that they put us on, that everybody is trying to say that our business or businesses like this are pyramids, let me just say that what happens is that we start following everybody. We start believing that we have to now go to college to earn that six-figure. Because to be honest with you, I really didn't go to school. I didn't really go to college with the mindset of that I was going there to, be one of those things or be one of those kind of people. Like, I didn't want to be a teacher or something to where I needed to go and be to be labeled a music writer. Like, I didn't need to go to college for you to tell me that I had a gift. I didn't need to go to college for you to tell me that I can go to acting school or that I can go to Hollywood and I can make it. It was all a gimmick from the beginning to make me feel like I had to go there. And then I go there and I give you all of my money. And then now you're building off of you're building your stream of income off of me, off of my residual payment that I'm paying for your classes.
Well, Reggie, if you have conversations with people like myself, I owe six figures in loans, more than the six figures that you make when you first get out of college. And listen, I'm an educator. I'm very big on picking up a book. I'm very big on any system that you feel works for you. But I am an advocate for finding your way and not falling into a system that tells you this is the only way. No, going to college is the only way. If that's the avenue you want to take, go for it. Go for it.
Right.
It's purposeful if you want to be a doctor. It's purposeful if you want to be a teacher. It makes sense. But if there's something else you want to do, and that goes for anyone, you're not dead until you're in the coffin. As Reggie said, believe in your dreams. You can change it. Don't fall into that system. No, sorry.
And it goes back. It just goes back into the whole mindset of what people tried to tell me when I wanted to do music. People were telling me, oh, I couldn't do it. They were saying that it would never happen. You're from Miami. Rappers don't come from Miami. Good writers don't come from out of Miami. You got to go fly to New York. You need to go move to Atlanta if this is something that you really want to do. But you know what I did? I told them, I said, I'm going to do it in my backyard and nothing is going to stop me. Two Billboard plaques later. So at the end of the day, and guess what? And then there's a project getting ready to come out. I love it. Because now I'm moving in my purpose. I'm moving in my purpose to where now I know what I'm going to do when this third project comes out. I am going to now utilize that project to now let people know that they have the opportunity to go and make some extra money on their own without a boss. I am ready to let people know that you can still do your passion. You can still do your passion, but you can now multitask and start another stream of income. I am too excited. I am too excited.
Reggie, you hit the nail on the head, but look at the words you're using. Look at your diction. You're saying avenue. See, people, when we tell them about this business, they think, oh, you just want me to join that and make you richer. Look at what you said. These are avenues. You take different
right.
avenues to get to your final destination. But they don't get
Absolutely.
It. Look at what you just said. These were avenues. This business is an avenue. I met you. Now when I come to Miami, I'm going to hit up Reggie so I could run along Collin Avenue and look at the million-dollar properties and let's jog together. Let's build. It's networking. It's networking.
Yes.
You got to meet people and build with people and see who they know and what they know. This is an avenue.
Yes.
It doesn't
yes.
stop here with just total life changes. And the sky's
every
not
day.
The limit. You got a whole galaxy out there. But
Absolutely.
You know it.
And everything is changing mentally with me. Everything is changing mentally with me. All the way down to friends. All the way down to business.
Yes,
if
it
I
is.
Cannot, if we That's, are friends, like you say that we are, and I hope a
yes.
lot of my friends are listening. And but to be honest with you, I'll be really, really honest with you. All of my friends have been doing business with me lately. All of my
yes.
friends.
I
don't
yes,
have
yes.
any friend that is not doing business with me. If we cannot do business together, I don't want to be friends. I don't want to be friends. I'm serious.
Tell the truth.
Because that means,
Tell the truth.
Because that
yes.
means you don't support me. That means you do not support me. And nine times out of ten, if we've been friends for a very long time, I've supported you for a very long time. So my new
Reggie, let's talk about it.
If we
let's
cannot
talk.
Do business together, yeah. I don't even want to be your friend. I don't want to be
That's
your friend
it.
Because it's going to be a waste of time, and that means you're in the way. I have enough friends, and guess what? To be really,
Thank
really
you.
Honest with you, I kind of really
Thank
don't
you.
Want any more new friends because I'm afraid of what new people can do. I'm afraid
yes.
of what the new people can do.
Yes, it's idle time.
I love the fact I know what my old friends that I've had for so long, what they'll do.
Yes.
I know Larissa
yes.
will call me and cut my throat across when she gets upset and mad with me. I know what Stormy's going to do when she gets mad. I know what she's going to do when she gets mad. I know what
yes.
my good friends are going to do. So now... Before we build this new relationship and we put associate on it, we have to do business together. We have to do business together.
You do business with people. You network with them, but
you
always keep your core. And then you get a little
yes.
uncomfortable and grow, to, as you said, for people that are like-minded as yourself. That's what we want these
yes.
people to get and understand. That's it.
Absolutely.
Right? Isn't
you know
that
what?
It? Because when Drake say no new friends, he's not talking about no new business associates. He's talking about I don't need no new people, as you explained, that already know me. I got that crew. This new venture is for those that want to grow and help build my bank account so I could build theirs and change the lives of people, whatever the product is, whatever the service is, change their
yes.
life. When I was a teacher, I changed lives. I didn't care how much money I was making. Even my first year making $23,000 in Philly, I still changed lives. And that's what
Absolutely.
I did. I stuck with other teachers who can help me do that. That's what it's about.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Absolutely. And you know
yeah.
what? I just want you to just – I know that we're, like, getting at the end of the call, but, I mean, it's so
mm-hmm.
good. And you know what? I think that that's what's just going to make our call the number one call, because all of the calls are now going to be extra, extra good now that we're implementing people on our show every day. Every day you're going to hear a new voice. Every day you're going to hear a new testimony. Every day you're going to hear a new story about somebody earning extra money from home. This is what we're about to do. We are about to brand the Drive at 5. But before we end the call, before it goes off, because this call is timed and it will shut off at that time, I want you to just briefly just go over and tell us some of your testimonies about, you know, about you actually, some about the products. One of the greatest testimonies you've heard about one of our products, and give us a money testimony too. You got 3 minutes, 2 minutes.
Give you a money testimony?
Give me a money testimony in 1 minute, and give me a good, one of the best products testimony. You pick the product and the testimony, and you give it to us. And I'm going to give
okay,
you some background.
Okay, good money testimony, this property I'm getting. I have some good money that I put aside to put down on that. Not all, but some. You save your checks and make them work for you. Another testimony as far as product. I lost 25 pounds on these products. The tea, the Nutriburst. For 2 years, my hair, I have a weave, and sometimes I do extensions, but I've also worn my natural hair down the middle of my back. That's that Nutriburst. And I also am a steady lover of the IASO tea. I live by it. It's in my blood. My blood reads IASO tea. That's my piece for tonight.
Wow. Hold on one second.
Amazing. Well, I say this, Standa, you did a phenomenal job. I mean, the chats are going crazy. I mean, just proud of you and just seeing improvement. I just seeing you progressing and moving forward. And you know what I always say, as long as we're moving forward, we're going in the what? Right direction.
Right direction, yes. Thank you, too. Thank
Absolutely.
You, too, so much for creating this platform. I love you, too.
Yes.
And I think you guys
love
are doing
you.
An amazing job, and I can't wait to hear from the next person tomorrow. God bless.
I am.
Yes,
they're getting ready right now.
Absolutely.
Actually, that's one of the – we're going to be on tomorrow is the one for the biggest – she was one of the finalists for the TLC biggest transformation. Woo. Can't wait.
Absolutely, guys. And if you guys are looking to hear a real presentation, you can get on this call tonight at 10 p.m. and get back with us and let us know.
Right, this, I promise they ain't going like this.
I got the keys, keys, keys. 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 You know the code, I'm bleeding soon. I know the jazz, I'm a shooter.
I told you the show would cut off, so I had to extend the show. This is what happened. So this part is not being live recorded. So, guys, if you are on the call and you want to hear a live opportunity call exactly of what we're talking about, of how to get started with opportunity from home, just to hear more in depth of what the products are, what they do, and how much money you can actually earn, write down this number. The number is 701-801-1211. That's 701-801-1211. And the extension to get on that call is 674-347-093-POUND. That's 674-347-093-POUND. And after you've heard everything, if you want to reach myself or Larissa, you can go to Larissa's page and follow her and send her a message. You can send her a message at LARISSA_Barclay. And you can also reach me on social media over at Instagram, too, as well, at Reginald Saunders. Guys, if you want to go ahead and to follow and send Taja a message, I'm going to give you her Instagram page as well. So, therefore, we can definitely put her on blast so you can go and look at all of the testimonies that she shared and everything that she has actually experienced now that she has been a part of Total Life Changes. You can go to her Instagram page, and that is SFLEETWOOD1. That's S Fleetwood 1. All right? Guys, thank you so much. I had an amazing time with you guys. We went over 1 minute, but I told you that call will, that well, 2 minutes, really. I told you that the radio station will cut off at a certain time. So, guys, tomorrow, same time, same place, we're going to be here changing lives because we put this call together to keep you out of traffic, but also to keep you out of
debt.
Larissa, you always late.
I was on time.
No, you were not on time. You supposed to stay.
I was on time. I said, you just stop. But we supposed to do it in harmony.
Right, we're supposed to do it in harmony. So you got to remember when we said. So let's try it again. We set this call to keep you out of traffic and out of.
Come on. One, two, three, and out of debt.
No,
we love y'all. See you tomorrow. 25.